Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is a place we come together and we grow and we learn together, and I appreciate you being a part of this podcast. Every single week, we come in this place in order to become better leaders, and for that, I'm incredibly grateful for folks just like you. However you heard of this podcast, I want to know about it. So I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 out there on Instagram. Let me know how you heard about us and what you hope to gain. I want to learn a little bit more about you. So thank you so much for partnering with us, coming alongside us. That means a lot. I truly, truly appreciate you and just value you being a part of this. Go to my website. It's josephwalker3.org. You can find my books and content. Find out when I'll be in your area. If you're interested in having me to come in to do workshops or et cetera in your area, that's the landing page for that. My wife and I have a YouTube page, and it's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I would invite all of you to go over there, watch it. We talk about a lot of things, practical things about marriage, about raising children, about leadership, about vision, about wisdom, you name it, finances, we deal with it all. So it's a great platform for you to go over, check out, and see if it can be a blessing to you. I'm grateful for you today, and today is going to be an exciting topic, something I'm really excited about, because we at Next Level Leaders believe iron sharpens iron. So let's get sharpened. Let's sharpen our tools today as we talk about how to self-motivate. This is a big one. I want to be honest about something. Leaders who have so much going on, when you're leading an organization, people oftentimes don't realize that there are challenges sometimes in staying motivated. When you have a lack of support, sometimes you go through constant attacks. You deal with immense isolation. The reason I wrote the book, Leadership and Loneliness, because I understand more than others this area of loneliness that we deal with and express. So the question then becomes, how can I find motivation when I'm not getting it in places I thought I should? Self-motivation is important for the vision you have to come to fruition, for your leadership to be effective, for you to steward change in an organization. You have to be willing to self-motivate. So let's talk about it, because I want to, first of all, talk about really having a purposeful vision. Part of that is, you know, having a compelling vision that truly helps you stay focused. It is your why. It is why you're putting the effort in. It is the thing that gets you out of bed. The vision helps you stay focused and driven. Often what motivates me is the outcomes by which I do what I do. I'm doing this because I know it's going to impact the lives of people. Sometimes I may not feel motivated, but I recognize that the people who need what has been deposited in me will benefit from it. It allows me to get up and continue to go forward. You lock in on why you're doing what you're doing. You can take gut punches. You can take discouragement, or you can take criticism, because you recognize that the thing that you're doing in the earth that's blessing people is far greater than any of the personal attacks or things you may be enduring. And so I think that's the most important part of this, right? Is that I have a clear, purposeful vision, and that's what motivates me. Does your vision motivate you? Does your why keep you up at night? Does your why make you say, this is worth it all, no matter what I'm dealing with? Even when I come to a place where I want to resign, I want to walk away, I begin to think about, man, there's a reason why I'm doing this in the earth. This work is so important. When you deem what you do as valuable and important in the earth, you'll fight forward and you'll keep pushing forward. And so that's the first principle, a purposeful vision. Number two, think about this, is having personal development, really investing in and continuous learning, self-improvement, like putting yourself in rooms where you can continuously grow and being inspired and excited about your growth potential. And the more I put myself around people that can pour into me, I can learn more about my particular area of interest. This will help engage me in places where I'm welcoming new challenges and making my skills get better and reigniting my passion. The more I learn, the more I grow. I'm like, wow. And I think that's important, right? Anytime you become stagnant, you never go to another class, you never allow someone to mentor you, you never read anything, then it's easy to get discouraged. But if you're constantly reading about the new innovative ways to do this, and you have people in your life that are pouring into you, that are mentoring you, even from afar, you'd be amazed at how personal development can help you become better. So let's continuously invest in ourselves. Let's learn more. Let's read. What are you reading? Are you reading Leadership and Loneliness and Leader Shifts and No Opportunity Wasted? Well, if you're not, go over there to josephwalker3.org. Shameless plug, but so necessary for you to continuously pour into yourself. One of the things I did and I do is I mentor leaders, take them on a journey, destiny journey. It's cohorts, and they sign up and they come alongside me and walk alongside me for several weeks, and I pour into them. And when I do that, I've discovered there's this extraordinary thing that comes alive in them. The passion is reignited. They feel like, wow, now I see why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I feel so enthusiastic now after having gone through those seasons. So this is what I want you to do, man. Think about this. Your personal development, it matters. And making certain that you are invested heavily into yourself, right? That's important. Here's number three, positive affirmation. How much more can I speak on this? As a leader, you have to have affirmation, self-talk. You must reinforce your confidence and determination. Are you talking to yourself? Are you encouraging yourself? Do you focus on your strengths? Are you focusing on your past successes? And that's what helps to build a resilient mindset, to be able to have positive affirmation, speaking over yourself, over your life is a huge part of this. And when you do that, it's an amazing thing that begins to happen. I just want you to really think about that. I want you to process that. I want you to walk that out in a way that says, I get it. I understand it now. And so this is important. There are times in which I'm working out and I'm talking to myself, you can do this. I quote scripture back to myself. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. These are the kinds of things that help every leader just become better. And you can do this. You'd be amazed, man, at how talking to yourself, self-talk works. It works. Now, don't answer yourself, but definitely talk to yourself and focus on your strength. Think about all the things. Look at what I've accomplished. We did this. We did that. It's not braggadocious because you're talking to yourself. Hey, if you were able to do this and accomplish this, you can accomplish this. You know, I think about this all the time when I'm, you know, not as motivated about, you know, putting pen to paper, writing another book. I'm like, man, you've written 14. Keep going. You can do this. You set your mind to do anything, you can do it. It's like the racer, the person in the race, the athlete who's talking to themselves before the race starts. You got this. You're going to do it. It's about really understanding how to have that positive affirmation. So no matter what negative words come in your life, you've already spoken great things over you. So it really doesn't matter. I'm not defined by the negativity that people speak over my life because I've already told myself how amazing and how strong I am. And then passionate pursuit. Number four, engaging in activities outside of work that are passionate, that you're passionate about. Those things can rejuvenate you and provide new perspective. Where are you volunteering? How can you do something that's outside of what you do that helps keep you focused and help you realize how important service is to the community? This kind of helps you maintain a high energy level and even creativity because you're learning great things. I found out that people volunteer in church, get around people and do things that help make things happen. Volunteering in other nonprofits, you're able to see how people are working things out and making things happen. And you're able to see the end result right in your face that people who benefit from the work you do are so blessed. Their lives are transformed. And that makes you go back into your vision, to the thing you're doing, and you're so inspired by it and you're better to do it. And you're self-motivated. You leave that with a feel-good feeling all around you. And that's what's important, right? So make certain that you have passionate pursuits. Don't engage in anything that's going to drain you, that's going to sap your energy and your motivation, but always connect with those things that are going to inspire your vision, motivate you for outcomes, and you see great successes as a result. Okay, here is number five. Let's park here a little bit. It's called peer accountability. See, forming a network of like-minded peers and mentors for regular check-ins can provide motivation and encouragement. Part of self-motivation, people of God, is being able to have those right folks around me, man. Having people who do what I do, who understand the various nuances of what I do, to call, to check on me. I ask people all the time, who checks on you? Who calls to hold you accountable? Who calls to encourage you? You need peers in your life, people that understand the demand placed upon you. They understand the various seasons you go through, to say, hey, I just want to check on you. I want to make sure that you know you are important, you're valuable, the work you do matters. And then you're able to share goals and progress with those. And then that creates a sense of accountability. And even in that, there's no intimidation factor, because game recognizes game. So a part of that accountability is when you share with someone who's a peer who is doing extraordinary things, the things you're trying to do, they will constantly remind you, how's that coming? What are you working on? That thing you told me about 2 years ago, what's the status of it? And it forces you to kind of move into a manifestation mode, that we have to bring this vision to fruition. This has to come off the page. This thing has to live. And that's what I'm saying. And when you move in that space, you'd be amazed at how accountability from peers matters. I have people who I respect greatly. We don't talk every day, but when we do, it always holds me accountable. I hold them accountable. I make certain that we all are out here winning in our respective spaces. And I think that's what's important, right? So think about peer accountability as something that's really big, something that's so important, and you'd be amazed at how it will help you, I promise you, in self-motivating yourself. Number six, here it is, purposeful reflection. Taking time for regular reflection helps all of us assess our progress. Now, you got to take a moment. We talk about this in several podcasts. Taking that moment, self-reflection, pausing, looking back over wins and victories and losses, and saying, what did I learn? What things can I do better? And looking at the strategies I implemented in order to be successful. I've done this recently. I lead a international organization, and we did an infrastructural shift in order to help with registration and help with the budget. You know, we revised some things, and it was a lot because people were not always embracing that. But when they did, we saw the end game and the result, and we saw it as a big win. We realized we had to reflect upon what we did and celebrate those achievements. And we memorialized those strategies going forward. This is what will work here. And so it's a blessing to see that happen. And so I think reflecting also helps you celebrate your achievements. And you got to do that. You know, I talk about it all the time. When God created the world, he congratulated himself. Self-motivation is, man, pat yourself on the back sometime. Think about the stuff you've achieved and accomplished. And don't just be a Debbie Downer, man. Start saying, wait a minute, we did this, we did that through the help of God, and we're going to celebrate that. And if there's a need to adjust strategies, do it based upon what you've learned and et cetera. There's a need to do that. Be flexible. Reflect on the journey, and that could help you renew your sense of purpose and drive. It helps you. That's what I do. I sit back and just reflect on, you know, the years of leadership and things I've done well, the things I've not done so well, and how can I become a better leader holistically? That's what I'm talking about. That's how you have purposeful reflection, and that's how you're able to move forward, celebrating those achievements and doing all those great things. Got it? All right. So let's review what we've talked about. We're talking about how do you self-motivate, and that it begins with a purposeful vision. We talked about leaders and having a clear and compelling vision, and reminding yourself of why you do what you do every single day. That's the thing that gets you out of bed. That's the thing that motivates you, pushes your vision toward reality. When you're not feeling well, when you're under attack, it's that why. It's that thing that keeps pushing you toward excellence. Number two, we talked about personal development, investing in, you know, continuous learning and self-improvement, and how that keeps inspiring us and keeps us excited about our growth potential. how it helps to engage us in new challenges, helps us to reignite our passion. So we want to grow. We want to read content and books, put ourselves in spaces. I invite you to be a part of any one of my leadership cohorts. If you have an interest in that, reach out to me. Reach out, JosephWalker3 on Instagram, in my DM, or you can actually email. I'm going to give it to you now. Write it down. OOTB, as in the Office of the Bishop, OOTB at MountZionNashville.org. Mount is spelled M-T. That's M-T-Z-I-O-N Nashville.org. OOTB at MTZionNashville.org. I would love to mentor you. I would love to help you personally develop. And then, of course, positive affirmation. Leaders who speak to themselves, self-talk. I do it all the time. Coaching myself. You can do this. Pushing yourself, getting up and making this happen. Number four is being passionate. Pursuits, right? Making certain that outside work is done. Serving the community, doing other things that can inspire your very vision, yourself. Because you're seeing immediately the results of the work that you do as you volunteer, as you support and serve your community. And then, of course, peer accountability, trusting the voices that are your peers to speak into you and hold you accountable to specific outcomes and things you said you were going to do. You need to be open to that. This is an important part. All peers come together to encourage and sharpen each other. Then we talked about purposeful reflection, taking time to reflect and think about your progress, think about celebrating your achievements, and begin to just move forward, man, and how you're going to carry out your vision with a greater sense of purpose and drive. I think that's so important. Here's number seven, is a positive environment. Creating that supportive work environment around you is so important to be effective in surrounding yourself with influences that foster and motivate the right atmosphere can do nothing but help you self-motivate. When I'm around positive people, I'm around people that are making it happen. Some people ask me all the time, why do you go into certain coffee houses with all those people to write books or to study, prepare messages or whatever? It's just because I'm around people who are inspiring me. I'm around people who are influencing me. It's a motivating atmosphere. Everybody's in here working. They're talking about ideas. They're dreaming. And when you're in those environments, it just stimulates you. Sometimes it's just being around those spaces that I am even more stimulated to do greater things. And so environment matters. Where you are matters. And where you write your vision, where you meet with your team, how you surround yourself with positive people, making certain that you choose people that are going to be inspirational and who are able to accomplish some of the things you set out to do in ways that present excellence would truly inspire us all. So thank you for hearing this today. I hope all of these principles have helped you create that environment and you'll be amazed at how it will help to manifest your vision. I want to appreciate you so much. I hope this episode has been a blessing. I really tried to help you inspire yourself. Self-motivation will keep you from self-medicating. Think about that. When you motivate yourself, man, you kind of get to that point in scripture where David, the Bible says, when his men turned against him, the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. There are these moments where you have to be your own cheerleader. You have to motivate yourself. You have to get up. And I do this a lot. I get up early in the morning and motivate myself. I'm going to finish this. We're going to do this no matter what. We're going to accomplish this task, get this behind us so we can move on to the next thing. That's what it means to be a self-motivator. So I want to thank you so much. I want to make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3. By following me, you're able to ask questions, share some of the principles you've learned. I read them all. I do. You put them in my comment section and you tag me. It means a lot. I appreciate all of you that listen every week and that stay connected to this platform. One of the things that I'm trying to do here is to reach over 1 million people, and you could help me do it. So thank you so much. And if you want to partner with this podcast, maybe your business wants to sponsor this podcast to reach over, you know, several hundred thousand people every week, then let me know. Reach out to me again through that email I talked about earlier, OOTB at MTZionNashville.org, or DM me through Joseph Walker 3. We love to talk about how you can be a sponsor. And somebody that's going to get that spot and your whole business is going to go around the entire platform, and hundreds of thousands, even millions are going to hear the amazing thing that you're doing. So thank you so much. I appreciate all of you so much for being a part of this week's journey. Thank you. This is what next level leaders do. We grow, we sharpen each other. So I'll talk to you next time. Hope you and yours are blessed. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.